888-55 Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and Doug with you each week at this time. Come join us. We'll answer all your health care questions from head to toe. I'll bring you up to date on all the medical news in the medical journals this week. You know, your doctors hopefully are reading all of these new medical journals that come out each week. There's medical research going on throughout the world. There's evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions that are occurring each week. So maybe last week, what you have has yet to be discovered, or a good treatment that's safe and effective has yet to be discovered. And this week it was reported in the journals. I'll help you there. I'll help you get to the next step. Write out the number, get out that pen and paper, because the lines do fill up very quickly. And if you get in, you can get in early. The lines are open right now. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. Phil's there this week. He'll answer your call. He'll try to get your question into a nice pithy form for me, and I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. I guarantee I won't embarrass you. If you've been to the doctor this week, you know, it's like revolving door medicine. You may have gotten out of there before you had all your questions answered. They may not have figured out what's going on with you, or they may have offered you solutions to your problem that you just weren't happy about. I'd love to help you. If you have a question about yourself, your spouse, parents, grandparents, kids, friends, here it is. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. And Doug Steffen should join me along the way. So what's the big story of the week this week? And I would have to tell you, it's hard to choose because there's a number of big medical stories this week in the medical journals. But those Cleveland Clinic doctors, they were at it this week making medical history here in America, because the Cleveland Clinic surgeons, they performed America's first uterus transplant. A woman born without a uterus or with uterine abnormalities that block pregnancy may now have some hope. And this is a little bit controversial because this is not a procedure that's done to save a life. This is not a procedure that's done that makes a lifelong change. But surgeons in Cleveland say they have performed the nation's first uterus transplant, a new frontier that aims to give women who lack wombs a chance at pregnancy. Others have questioned whether such an extreme step would be a realistic option for many women. It's fraught with medical risk, including rejection of the transplant and having to take potent immune-suppressing drugs for a transplant that, unlike patients who receive a donated kidney or heart, is not life-saving. So the procedure is considered life-enhancing. But unlike any other transplants, they're what we call ephemeral. They're not intended to last for the duration of the recipient's life, but will be maintained for only as long as is necessary to produce one or two children. So what do you think about getting a new uterus? I think that this is really an amazing bit of progress, and it just is a testimony to amazing fortitude, persistence, technology. But I'd be curious to what y'all think. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, if you have an opinion about what is truly the breakthrough of the week, the first uterus transplant in America. I'd love to hear your opinion. I'll put you first in line. 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. Hey, let's kick off the festivities in Grand Fork, North Dakota, and welcome Roger. Roger, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
How are you doing, Doctor?
Good. Thanks for calling. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I've had this question for a really long time, and I've actually discussed it with a couple of different PAs, but that was before there was any studies actually done on it. But my question is, are e-cigarettes actually any better than what regular tobacco products are? And the reason that I asked the question is that I did a little bit of my own research, and regular cigarettes heat up to around 900 degrees Fahrenheit, and it causes a lot of damage to the... I'm an EMT, for the record.
Okay.
It causes a lot of damage to the surfactant, or, well, it dries up the surfactant around the alveoli in your lungs, and I was wondering if heated water vapor would be any better, or if that would just cause the same problems.
Well, the question is, what is in e-cigarettes? And the current e-cigarettes do contain nicotine, and they may also have other harmful chemicals, including carcinogens. So if you could just heat up water, that would be fine with me. But the problem is right now, when your kids go and buy those e-cigarettes or whoever buys them, they're going to get nicotine. They're going to get other chemicals that are in the e-cigarettes. And some of those chemicals have been shown to be carcinogens. There's formaldehyde there. Some of the flavors in the e-cigarettes are also of some concern.
Well, yeah, there's also the whole thing with inhaling, you know, vaporized, because they use dyes in those.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, they use dyes. They use all kinds of crazy chemicals in those. You know, if it was just like water vapor and then like water mixed with like fruit juice to create some kind of vapor, then I wouldn't really see much of an issue with
Sounds like you might have a product idea, Roger.
Well, I mean, like, my main concern, though, is, like, I spoke to an oncologist one time, and I asked him point blank, I was just like, what causes cancer? Because my uncle just recently died of bone cancer. Uh-huh. And so I was just like, well, what causes cancer? He was just like, in reality, you know, he was just like, cancer is caused by the mutation of dead cells. He was just like, what exactly causes those dead cells to mutate and become cancerous and cause malignant tumors or skin cancers or whatever? He was just like, it's the whole mutation of the cells that we can't quite pinpoint exactly what causes that to happen. So I'm not necessarily worried about carcinogens particularly. And even though I know that there's risk involved in pretty much anything you do in life, it's mostly just the heat factor. Is 212 degrees when you're breathing it in, is that enough to dry out the surfactant in your lungs and cause your alveoli to rub together and burst? That's pretty much my main question.
It sure sounds concerning. I don't think that there's been enough safety study done with regards to e-cigarettes. I'm not a big advocate of them.
They're a fairly new product.
They are, and they're unregulated. And they've been on the market for several years. I think there's still a lot we just don't know about e-cigarettes, and we're being guinea pigs by using them. And I think there's clearly varying levels of addictive substance nicotine that are in the e-cigs, and then there's this cancer-causing chemicals such as formaldehyde. So why would we want to transfer one problem to another problem?
Oh, well, of course, I agree with you. I mean, you know, I'm a smoker, and I know that I shouldn't be. And I know, like, I'm in the National Guard, and we have a PA in our unit who always is just like, you guys should quit every time he walks past us. But I know that I should quit. But the crazy thing about e-cigarette juice, the juices, is U.S. Customs. I used to work for the import warehouse for UPS on the north border here in North Dakota, and U.S. Customs didn't have any regulations for nicotine juice products. But while I was working there as a warehouse administrator, they actually did come out with regulations, and there was a company that used to send vapor juice down, you know, in massive boxes, just tons of it. And the FDA, I'm not sure if it was an FDA regulation or if it was a customs enforcement regulation, because customs has rules and regulations when it comes to tobacco products and stuff like that. So I'm not entirely sure who came out with the regulation. But now you can't import it into the U.S. unless you have a tobacco license.
Uh-huh. Roger, let me, you know, thanks for your service. And let me just tell you what my favorite way of trying to get off of cigarettes is. Over the years, I've worked with a lot of patients. And have you tried, and first, as you mentioning, you have to be motivated. You want to, there has to be a desire to get off these things, because if there isn't, whatever we do as physicians is not going to work. But if there is, one of the methods that I have found working with patients is what I call self-taper. You know, how many cigarettes a day do you smoke?
Probably around a pack and a half to two packs.
So that's about, I guess, about 30 to 40 cigarettes a day?
Around that, yeah.
So I would recommend getting a clear plastic little sandwich bag and putting 40 cigarettes in there initially. And you can see through the clear plastic how many cigarettes are left. And you just ration out throughout the day for your 40 cigarettes. And the best thing to do the next day is to put 39 in there in the morning. And then you have those 39 and you figure out when you use them. And when you're comfortable putting in only 38, it's up to you. You don't have to do this each day. You don't have to change. But after a few days, when you're comfortable going to minus one cigarette per day in your clear plastic bag, and you put in there 38 cigarettes. And over a course of time, whatever it is that you're comfortable with, you just wean down by one cigarette a day. And at some point, there's going to be one cigarette, then no cigarettes in that clear plastic bag. And you'll get yourself off them on your time course. You won't go through nicotine withdrawals, and you'll be in total control.
That is the first time anybody's ever suggested that to me. Everybody's just like, well, you should switch to the nicotine patch. And I'm just like, whoa. There's the whole habit of smoking, you know, the whole the action of doing it. That it just seems like patches would kind of like, it's easy.
Roger, try that auto taper. In a few weeks, give me a call back. I'd be so glad to hear how you're doing, because I want to keep you on planet Earth as long as possible. Roger in Grand Forks, North Dakota, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, we're going to talk about, does chocolate actually boost cognitive function? Next on Good Day Health.
You're hearing a cat playing with LG's RollingBot, one of the innovative companion devices for its brand new G5 mobile phone. Marketing Communications Director Frank Lee has more.
The LG G5 is wrapped in a sleek aluminum body with a modular design, and it comes with an array of accessories that gives you an experience that makes the LG G5 much more than a smartphone. We're able to support a removable battery along with other companion devices. When we launch LG G5, we're also bringing friends, LG friends, that is, including a camera module, a 360 cam, a VR headset, a hi-fi audio DAC from Bang & Olufsen, and much more.
And get this, the LG RollingBot can be controlled remotely, letting you see what's going on at home, even play with your pet, from anywhere in the world.
With LG, we thrive on doing the unexpected, and doing what others simply...
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, it's such a pleasure to be with you each week at this time. You can reach me toll-free from anywhere in the country at 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. And I'll answer all your healthcare questions in easy-to-understand language. I promise I won't embarrass you. I'll give you evidence-based answers to anything you'd like to ask a doctor about yourself, spouse, kids, friends, parents, grandparents. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I'll share with you, you know, I've been in medicine, gosh, 35-plus years. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania and their medical scientist training program. Don't hold it against me, but I have 2 Ivy League doctoral degrees, and I'm hopefully still normal. Then I did an internship and residency at Duke University in the 1980s, where we really learned medicine. In those days, we worked hours where today it's probably, unfortunately, illegal to work that hard. But medicine was a 24-hour-a-day sport, and we learned it night and day, and I'm very grateful for those years. I wouldn't like to do it again, but that's where we really learned it. And then I was in San Francisco, the University of California at San Francisco, for a few years in the late 1980s, finishing my training in cardiology. And by an unexpected event, I ended up in a small town called Mount Dora, lovely town about 25 miles northwest of Orlando. That was 1988. I thought I'd be there for a year, and I've been there ever since and don't plan on leaving. And it's just been a joy and a pleasure to be taking care of patients every day, hopefully helping as many people as we can. And part of my payback, getting an extra rung on the ladder to heaven each week, is what I do here. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I'll answer your questions and won't embarrass you. And if I have any talent, it's that gene to convert all of this complex information into easy to understand language. And I read most of the medical journals that your doctors read. I find the practical breakthroughs, the one you can quickly add to your lifestyle, improve the quality of your life, and maybe even stay on planet Earth a little bit longer. And the next report in the medical journal Appetite is such a good example. This came out, I'm not making this up, but it came out in the medical journal Appetite this past week. The news is that eating chocolate at least once weekly may actually boost cognitive function. Doctors throw around this word cognition. What it means is the ability to remember and the ability to think. These are higher important functions of your brain. The old news that we've already reported on that we know is that eating chocolate daily during pregnancy may benefit fetal growth and development, and daily chocolate consumption may actually lower the risk of stroke and heart disease. But again, the news this week in the medical journal Appetite is that it can boost cognitive function, our ability to remember and to think. So how does this work? How could this possibly happen? What's the mechanism? Well, cocoa, the main ingredient of chocolate, it contains flavanols that improve blood flow to the brain. And chocolate also contains small amounts of caffeine, which can boost alertness. But there's a warning, you know, there's always a yin and a yang in medicine, the good and the bad. And although all of this sounds great, there is a warning, because you have to do everything in moderation, because chocolate, of course, it has high fat and sugar content, which can lead to weight gain if consumed in excess amounts. And this, of course, will raise the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and other conditions. So my recommendation, here's the good news, is that a small intake of chocolate once or twice weekly may be incorporated into a healthy, balanced diet. So go enjoy a little chocolate on Dr. Ken and realize it may actually make you, help you remember and think better. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'm also going to talk this week again about what you can do with your lifestyle to help you stay on planet Earth longer. I get this question so much because people are, they're concerned about preventing a heart attack. They're concerned about preventing stroke. And in the next segment, I'm going to discuss with you what I call my five activities and my four numbers that everybody needs to be aware of. And by you improving and working yourself on your lifestyle, you'll be able to prevent so much of these problems and avoid the drugs, the procedures, and even the doctor, hopefully, for a while, all by your lifestyle. And also in the medical news this week, there was a lot about this Zika virus, and the CDC gave a caution that pregnant women should consider not traveling to the 2016 Olympic Games in Brazil due to the risk of the Zika virus infection. The CDC also said women considering becoming pregnant and their male partners should exercise caution if they travel to the Olympics or Paralympic Games scheduled to take place in Rio de Janeiro in August and September. If I was pregnant or I was thinking about getting pregnant, I would just stay in America right now and I would wear protection from any potential mosquito. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, 1-888-55-DRKEN.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a pleasure to be with you. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, come join us. We do have a few lines open. Don't wait because we're on for 2 hours. But if you wait, the lines will get busy. Then you'll get that busy signal, get frustrated with me. And I want to get the steam out of your ears. Mental stress reduction is so important to keeping a good, healthy life and staying on planet Earth as long as possible. So let's not get any stress this week, at least during this show. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. Let's go to Chris and welcome Chris to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Chris.
Yes, hi. My call today is about my son. He's about 16 days old.
Oh, wow.
He was diagnosed with hydronephrosis.
Uh-huh.
Of the kidneys, I believe. And what's happening is I'm kind of concerned about x-rays and imaging because we were told that he has to be given what's called a VCOG, I think, test. And what that is they put a tube up his urethra all the way up to his bladder, and they put a dye in there, and they basically take images of the dye to see if there's reflux, which is urine going back into the kidneys. And my concern is, are there any other ways to actually find out if there's reflux? Because we're told if there is, he has to stay on antibiotics for, you know, the first year of his life, just
right,
so he doesn't get an infection.
Chris, is this your first
kidneys?
Is this your first child, Chris?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
I'm just trying to keep him off my antibiotics and
Chris,
keep a healthy gut for him if I can.
Right, right. And you know, Dad, you need some help. And I mean this most politely because this is obviously not what you expected. And this is obviously very difficult for you, isn't it?
There's some hard decisions we're trying to figure out.
No, give me a second. Where is your child? At what facility? Can you tell me? Is it a major? Is it a major medical center?
Well, he's not there right now. I mean, he's at home, but we have a pretty good hospital system here.
Okay, because hydronephrosis, it's a swelling or dilation of the urine-collecting structures of one or both kidneys due to obstruction of urine flow from the kidney. And this can impair kidney function. It's not a specific disease, but it's a sign of an underlying problem. And there are many causes of this, and one of the causes is a blockage of the urinary system present at birth, a congenital issue. And this is what it sounds like the reason why your child has hydronephrosis. And one of the challenges here is you accepting that, unfortunately, and my heart goes out because I've been there and actually lost a child, but I've been there where the birth is not perfect, and it's devastating to the parents, it's devastating to everybody, but accepting that, you know, you'd like to bring this child up in a perfect manner and avoid all of this havoc, but you just can't because, unfortunately, you have a congenital issue here. It could be even worse if that's – I don't know how that feels, but this is something that, unfortunately, is going to have to be dealt with, and the pristine a few weeks, initial year that you are hoping to have for your child, unfortunately, is not possible. And fortunately, there are doctors nearby you that will be able to help your child. But you also have to be part of the solution and realize that you know, it may be three steps backwards to go four or five ahead, and the outcome may not be perfect. But part of the issue here is accepting the fact that, unfortunately, and my prayers and heart go out to you because I've been there personally, of not having a perfectly well-formed, healthy child at birth. And that initial acceptance by you, Chris, is important because you're going to have to work with the doctors and not be in the way in your own way, thinking you're helping, but in reality, in the big picture, being yourself being obstructive, and realizing that you may not have a perfect outcome. I certainly will hope and pray for you that you do, but in a situation like this, it's all compared to what? If you don't do anything, you're probably going to lose your child.
Well, his hydronephrosis is stage one on his right kidney and stage two on his left. And I guess that's on a five-stage system. So it's not too drastic, but...
But it sounds like...
I guess my main concern is...
It
Sorry.
Sounds.
My main concern. Okay, go ahead.
It sounds like, Chris, though, that they're trying to characterize this, to diagnose this. You know, hydronephrosis is not a disease. It's a result of a problem. And it sounds to me like the doctors want to figure out exactly why this is present. What is the cause? And you can't treat until you are clear on what the cause is, and nobody wants to put an infant through anything more aggressive than is necessary or give the child anything more aggressive than is necessary. And but you'd be amazed how a very young organism bounces back a lot better than what us adults can do. My daughter had hip surgery at a year and a half on one side and 3 weeks later the other side. And, you know, you do that to an older person and it would put them away for the rest of their life. And she now runs faster than I do. So these organisms at a very young age bounce back a lot quicker than we do as adults or as grandparents do. And and what I would do is I would make sure you have doctors who are talented in the area of your child's problem. It's not the first. It's not the first baby at this age that they've ever worked with this problem, and they have experience dealing with this. They have a track record of success. They have a staff that's experienced with doing this. So you have to make sure that your child is in a facility with healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, technicians who are experienced dealing with this problem. And then you need good communication with the doctors, so you discuss with them why they're doing what they're doing and what the alternatives are. You're making sure that it's the least invasive option, and understand what the goal is for each of these procedures, and then where you're going from there. But Chris, you need to accept that you have a child that's not perfect, that's going to need a lot of help, and you're going to need to be part of the solution and not part of the problem, or it's never going to get solved. And this is not easy, but again, I tell you, I've been there. And all I can tell you is that having seen the procedures, because, you know, I'm spend most of my time working with adults and people who are in you know, at end of life, but working with people 18 and over. But these, I learned through my own children what is amazingly can happen very early in life, and how much more effectively youth heal than us adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was my initial idea. I was just going to go with what the doctors are telling me, of course. But I just had some concerns of, you know, the safety as far as just hitting a little kid with X-ray imaging. You know, at such a young stage in life.
I understand that. I had to go through that with mine, and I did, and it does. It concerns you, but then you have to ask yourself, what are the alternatives? And you need to be in a facility where they do their best to protect them. But I went through exactly what you're going through, and I just told myself that, you know, if we don't do this, we're not going to have a child, and I want to do whatever I can, and it's all compared to what in medicine. So it is not a perfect course, and you don't want to do anything to harm your child, but it's all compared to what. If you don't go backwards a couple of steps, you may have nothing at the end of the day. So that's why you need to talk with these folks, and they're not talking enough to you. And don't feel like you are in their way. A good pediatric neonatal team will communicate very well with the parents, because you're not getting enough discussion here, and they need to help you a little bit here, Chris, because you're not yet on the team, and that's not a felony on your part. That's human nature, and that's you're being a good father. And I was there also. It took me a while to accept and let this happen, but I realized that I needed to get out of the way and not obstruct what needed to be done. And that's why what I would recommend is you talking to the staff more and understanding better what the alternatives. You know, you have to ask, what if we don't do this? And what are the alternatives? And realize that, you know, if you have a team, a physician in charge that you trust, they're not going to put your child through anything more than what they need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you talking to me and giving me some insight.
Chris, talk to the caretakers, the nurses also. You know, the nurses who deal. How old is your child right now?
He's about 15 days old.
15 days. So, you know, the neonatologists, the first 30 days of life, are the people taking care of him. They're wonderful. They're angels. They're gifts to the universe. And you know, we dealt with the neonatologists early on, and just talk to them, and they will help you, and they see you as part of the team. And, you know, if you don't have the right people who are getting you involved, you know, you don't have the right team, but they're not talking enough to you that you're feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and don't be obstructive, but just get the information that you need about this, because I have a feeling that this is going to be a journey for you and your family. This is not going to be a quick fix, and so you need to be on board and realize where you're heading with all this, because this is going to be a challenge for you. How's your wife dealing with all this?
She's doing pretty good. She's holding her head up, and she's being pretty strong.
What's the next step? They want to bring the child in and get some X-ray studies.
Pretty much just to find out if there's
where the obstruction is.
Well, if there's a reflux, is there urine flowing back into the kidney?
What I would ask them. You know, there are to confirm a diagnosis of hydronephrosis, there's various imaging techniques. You know, they'll use X-rays of the kidneys with dye studies, and they'll use CAT scanning. But sometimes they can use ultrasound. Sometimes they can use MRI. And, you know, ask the doctors about, you know, whether the ultrasound or MRI options are an option in this case, and have them explain to you, if they're going to only use radiation, why that is going to be the only choice. Chris, get some information, talk to the doctors, and make sure that you're comfortable, but just don't get in the way, because you know, you have to understand what would happen if you don't. Chris, call me back in a few weeks. Feel free to, and thanks for calling. Good day. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. Have you gone through an experience like that with a newborn? And you know, I've been there. That is really rough, and he's having a lot of trouble dealing with this. You can hear it in his voice, and I wish the doctors and nurses were working more with him. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Samantha Harris, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. I want to stay healthy for a long time to come, and that goes for brain health, too. Tragically, brain diseases such as Alzheimer's afflict millions of Americans and take a huge toll on their families. Vital research is needed to find cures faster. You can help by registering now at brainhealthregistry.org. It's online, free, and easy to do. Let's all keep our brain health top of mind. Help find Alzheimer's cures faster by visiting brainhealthregistry.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, it's now 50 minutes past the hour. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken. Wowie zowie. Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, who's that other voice?
That's right. I have had, this is probably a good story for us to, or good, not story necessarily, what happens when you are run down physically and emotionally. I can count on one hand the number of times over the course of the years that I haven't either been up automatically or I have been up to the tune of my alarm clock. And so in this circumstance, thinking to myself that today was Sunday even, it's a beautiful morning on the farm. I went to bed fairly early last night, but I'm moving and there's a lot of emotion tied to it. I haven't been sleeping very well. And so, for whatever the reason...
Doug Steffen is human? Wait a second.
Wait a minute. Oh, Hold the presses.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
My heart just skipped a beat.
So here you are. I missed you. You missed me. Here we go into another quarter of our minds. 888-553-7536. Good questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the top cardiologists in the country. Award-winning facilitator of information. 51 after Good Day Health.
Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith has some advice for young people. Mind your own business.
Live your own life. People spend so much time in vicarious living. You know, my neighbor in New York was Lindsay Lohan. How many millions of hours were spent people reading about Lindsay Lohan, and Lindsay got drunk and she had a car wreck? And to the degree you can get young people to focus on, what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? How can I live my own life and not get lost in the lives of movie stars, athletes, gossip?
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. As we entertain your calls, your input, it's Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougsteffen.com, or preferably, because we really want to be able to delve into your questions, 888-553-7536. If you're a fan of Dr. Ken's and you're traveling to Florida, or you're in Florida, or you'd like to go to Florida, you can call his office at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400, for a way to get to, as I said, one of the top cardiologists in the country, certainly award-winning in Florida. It's really a pleasure, a privilege, and fun to be on with Ken every week, to be able to go through lots and lots of things that are going on with you, going on with us, going on around the world of medicine. So help yourself to 888-553-7536. One of the stories we've been telling successfully for well over a year now, and it sort of comes around to not a culmination of a certain philosophy or theory, but because February is Heart Health Month, this is the last weekend in February, let's encapsulate, if we can, in a conversation, Ken, the cardiovascular issues that affect a lot of men and women in our country, and show folks or talk about with folks how using Superbeats and Neo 40 can help keep the blood pressure where it's supposed to be, or get the blood pressure where it's supposed to be, and affect so many other things by getting healthy blood source to our muscles, our brain, all of our organs. And that's really what Superbeats is all about.
Well, you answered part of your question very effectively, and one of the big important risk factors for the number one killer and the number three killer, heart attacks and strokes in America, is high blood pressure. And in order to keep your blood pressure under control, in order to make sure your whole body is working properly, you have to have that third important gas in the body, which is nitric oxide. And many doctors, including myself, never learned a thing about nitric oxide in our training because it was only discovered in 1988. And then in 1998, it was such an important discovery, it received the Nobel Prize in Medicine and Physiology. But we know from current research, there's a lot of great research on nitric oxide going on in the medical schools throughout the country, that if you don't have a body that continuously makes nitric oxide, the red blood cells, which carry the oxygen throughout our body, in its other hand, doesn't have nitric oxide to first release to be the garage door opener for your circulation, to let the circulation open up, to let the red blood cell in and receive the oxygen. And then your circulation will be stiff, your blood pressure will go up, your entire body won't work properly, from your immune system to your digestion to your brain, because this important signaler, nitric oxide, is not around. There's a wonderfully easy way to measure nitric oxide in your body. There's a saliva test. Some of the companies that do lab testing provide this. Neogenis has a wonderful one that was developed by a PhD medical scientist at Baylor. And with putting a little bit of saliva on this strip, you can see the color quickly, how your nitric oxide level is. And if it's low, I recommend this Neo 40, which is an easy way with food to get your dietary nitrates level up to make nitric oxide. It's just a little capsule that you put on your surface of your tongue. Or if you need a little boost in your nitric oxide level, you're going to the gym or you're feeling tired and you don't want to get your level up so much, your maintenance 24-hour a day level, but you want a little zip boost in that level, that's where the Super Beats product comes in. It can help you avoid those high energy drinks and all those caffeine fixes.
All right, so here's the final answer to the final question. The question is, how do we get Super Beats and how do we get Neo 40? You call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. This is not like coffee, not like energy drinks, not like other stamina boosters. There are only 3 grams of sugar per serving. And you can have great-tasting Super Beets at your disposal, a little teaspoon, 4 ounces of water, before you go to the gym or before you do something important at work. However you use it, it gets your blood pressure where it needs to be, keeps it there. All kinds of other things have great ramifications for your heart health. 800-655-4183. When you call now and order, you'll have a regular supply. I think it's 3 months that you pay for. You get an extra month free. And you also get the book, Beat the Odds, comes to you with free shipping as well. Mention Dr. Ken when you call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.